Shalom. Excuse me. Shalom and a very good morning. We've just had a rain here in the Ozarks, which we really needed. I wish it would go on all day, but it did pretty well for a couple of hours. You know, rain is a great blessing from God, but in its season and right amounts. And so we're just thankful for the good things of God, the blessings of God. A big blessing I'm thankful for today is to have been home 1 week. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, we're blessed going out and we're blessed coming in. I have a doormat that I got from Jerry Savelle Ministries, and it's fixed so that when you go out your door, it says, I'm blessed going out. And when you come back in your door, it says, I'm blessed coming in. It's both ways. I'm so glad to have gone and to have been in Israel. And I really, to tell you the truth, was sad to leave. But sad turned to glad when I got home. And now I've been home a week trying to catch up from being gone 5 weeks. And praise God, hallelujah. Now, just a little bit about next week. Next week is the 4th of July week. It's a big week for our family. We can't always get together. I was gone on Christmas and on my birthday, and so it's just a wonderful family time to me. I'm looking forward. I'm getting to meet a new family member, a new bride, and her children. And so I'm just devoting next week entirely to family. When you're gone like I am, and you miss a lot of birthdays, I have all through the years, I always tell the children, I had a regular grandmother, just a wonderful grandma-type grandmother. I almost have to apologize to them for being the grandmother that goes all around the world and is sometimes home and sometimes not. So, Nick, this 4th of July week, we always get together on 4th of July, and it's just family time, period. I pay attention to family. I don't pay attention to anything else, except the Lord, of course. But next Wednesday, there will be calls. Oh, my goodness, we're not missing them. 8 o'clock in the morning and straight up 12 noon. There is a meeting out at Prayer Mountain today at noon, but that's today. Next week, we're going to let our people off, and they're not going to be working. And so even though 4th of July is Thursday, I think, we're not going to be out at Prayer Mountain. So next Wednesday, remember, it will be 8 o'clock sharp and 12 o'clock sharp. Otherwise, the best thing to do is just to go into at noon at billybrim.org. Okay, we better check and see if Brother Max is there.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Brother Max.
Praise
How
the
are
Lord.
You this morning?
I am doing great. If God is for us,
I believe
who can be against us?
If God is for us, I'd like to know who can be against us. And Psalm 27, whom shall we fear? The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? And the answer is no one. You know,
no one.
Terry shared something, Max, yesterday on our, not yesterday, Monday on our call. We have a staff call every Monday. And he shared something. He likes to watch those experiences where people have gone to heaven, you know. And the Lord, you remember how Brother Hagin told me there's going to be a lot of them before he comes. And my goodness, they're there. You can go on, you know, and find near-death experiences. And I don't know exactly how you find them, but he likes to watch them. And he watched one. And this person had an accident, went to heaven, did not want to come back. And the Lord told this person they had to come back. And this person and the Lord told him that we're in the very last of the end of days. And Jesus is coming soon. And he said, I don't want to go back. He said, what can I do? And the Lord said this. Love the one you're with.
Wow.
The man said, what is my part in the scheme of things? And God said, love the one you're with. If everyone would do that, we would make great strides, great advances. I don't remember the exact word on that, but it was like it would push us way ahead. You know, if everyone would just do that, maybe just for one day, just love the one you're with or the ones you're with.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Our partners in Canada, Bruce and Marina, I don't know if you remember them last December.
I remember them. Of course I do. They went to Israel with us.
Yeah. And he have a prayer call every night at 8 p.m. And the Lord told him 6 months ago to have a prayer call, and he started it through our number. He's a great brother. We met in Israel. We've talked on the phone for like 3 years, but we met in Israel last December. Not in Canada, not in the U.S., not in Jordan, but in Israel. Anyway, 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe he said that somebody asked you in Adam of Assembly, and you said, how can we help? And you said, pray.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that we can do things. Pray in the Spirit. Pray and seek the answer from the Lord. Pray and wait and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And here we are. Here we are.
Here we are. And, you know, of course, last week's words were absolutely magnificent. Well, they always are, but it was just so amazing last week. I think, Max, would you agree that the morning you could just say the message was be strong and strength.
Yeah.
And the afternoon was, I'll guide you.
Yeah.
I'll lead you. I'll guide you. And I told my grandson, Brandon, he's going to be with us from California for the 4th. Hallelujah. It's just so great having them all. And he said, I told Brandon, I'm going to make a copy of them for you, because that afternoon session, if you would just meditate everything, if you need guidance on anything, and he does, you know, young people, all people need guidance. You need to know what God wants you to do next.
Right.
And I told him, and you only want God leading you, that's it, no one else. And I told Brandon, I'm going to make a copy of that afternoon session for you, because it's all, you could just meditate it. You could just read it and meditate it and then ask the Lord whatever questions you have and expect him to guide you. But I have in the back of one of my Bibles guidance scriptures, and I list them all out there. But that afternoon session last week, if you need guidance, folks, and I'm sure you do, if you'll just meditate last week's afternoon session and sit before the Lord with it and then ask him a question. When I was in Israel, I needed to make a quick decision on Migdal Arbel, something to do with it. And I told Nir Kimsey, I said, give me 3 days. I can have an answer from God in anything in 3 days. And so I sought the Lord, and he guided me. It didn't take 3 days. It was just in about a 24-hour period I had the answer. So I met with Nir and gave him the answer. Things are going so fast there. Now, folks, it looks like war is imminent in the north of Israel.
Yes.
Our place is in the north of Israel. I knew when we put it there, when God put it there, I didn't put it there. When God put it there, it's because trouble, the Bible says, come from the north. And we have a place in the north where we're going to keep 5 prayers there now. That those prayers will alternate. They will go, you know, maybe for a 2-week stint. They'll pay their way over, but they'll stay there at Migdal Arbel free. And we have a prayer tower, and then they're going to pray. And you could be one of them. But, of course, we'll take applications, and we'll vet the people, make sure, you know. But he told us to keep prayer in the north. And then, of course, Migdal Arbel is for more than now. It's for the tribulation period. It's going to be a safe place. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking something right now. On the noon call, I'm going to read a word that he gave me concerning Migdalar Bell. But for right now, we've got to pray about that situation in Israel.
Young people.
Oh, my goodness. The Hezbollah is so wicked. The south of Lebanon is all Hezbollah. There are no innocent citizens there. As we would look over, Max, did you ever go with us to Misgalam? I'm not sure we were able to go when you were there. And we looked over into Lebanon, and you saw where the Hezbollah were. And, we did get to go on that trip. And you saw all these villages. There used to be like a Christian village, a Ba'ath village, another branch of Islam village. But they're all taken over now by the Hezbollah. And all the ordinary citizens are run out of the south of Lebanon. Each house, and you would look on this floor, I think it was the top floor, and there were no windows. That's because there were only missiles there pointed over at Israel. I mean, you could throw a stone from our perch there where we get to watch and have it land in Lebanon. And then the Hezbollah people, the soldiers, they live with their families in one layer of the house, and then down in the basement, it's a storage place for more weaponry. And the top floor, with no windows, is the place where they prepared to shoot out. So all of that is going on right now, that Israel is even bombing it right now. But if it escalates, it could really be something very, 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 very war. And so here's what it is. Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something. Back in the 80s when I went to Lebanon so many times, because Jordan and Lebanon is not too far, but we have to go through Syria because we couldn't go to Israel. So we have to go through Syria all the way to Lebanon. Back then in the 80s, right after my high school, it was terrifying to be in the south of Lebanon on the border of Israel, because there's so many military. And I remember Soleiman Frangieh, I think the president was, but he was not actually the president. He was not actually in the seat.
Mm-mm.
So this go back far, because these people used to be in Jordan. They tried to take over Jordan. And
mm-hmm.
King Hussein kicked them. Just to give people
an idea.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I think it was 1973, that they planned to take over Jordan, and King Hussein and his brother drove them out. And they came to South Lebanon, and they caused a civil war in Lebanon and upset everything. Lebanon used to be a beautiful, beautiful country, and missionaries used to take their children to go to school in Beirut. But they messed up Lebanon, and Lebanon is no longer Lebanon. The whole of Lebanon is no longer Lebanon. It's actually run by Iran. But the south of Lebanon, where the war would take place, is totally Hezbollah. There are no innocent citizens. It's all Hezbollah. So and they're very much more mighty than the Hamas. The Hezbollah is well organized. They are an army. It's just as good as probably the Jordan army or any army of that area. They're as organized as that. Are they funded? Of course, Iran. And do they have weapons? Of course, Iran. So here we are. We don't know. Max, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. The Lord told us last week, does a man know what's going to happen unless God reveals it to him? No. But God knows, and we're to pray. Now, one thing we know to pray is for leaders. It is written in Timothy, pray for those who are in authority. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, it looked like a little bit after the war started from Hamas, October 7, that Israel was going to be in unity, but now they're back to be divided big time again. So the enemy likes to divide and conquer. And he'll do that in a home. He'll do that in a Church, my God, oh, Father, why do we let them divide us? Oh, my Jesus, my Father, dearest Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're supposed to know our enemy, Lord. We're supposed to be on to the wiles of the devils. We're supposed to, but oh God, my God, the church. We've been so, oh, Lamantino, Father, we've been so lax. We've been so prone to let him divide us. Father, in the name above every name, you speak of nations that belong to you. And the way I get it, Lord, is that you're talking about Israel for sure, biblically supported their ears. But also the United States of America was founded upon covenants with God. And there's division. There's division. Father, we need it to be healed. We need it to be healed. In the name above every name, you in heaven know who will follow you and who will do what you want done and who will let you think through their minds and strategize through them. I pray for those leaders to come to the fore. I pray for those leaders to be established. I pray for those leaders to be our leaders. Holy One of Israel, there Israel is with the crisis of crises. And in the name above every name, oh, it's your land. It's your plan. It's your purpose. I do lift them up as far as we can pray. And Father, you told us because we have that place in the north that we have a right to pray. We have a habitational right to pray. And so with a habitational authority in the name of Yahovah Yeshua, I do come against the evil one. In the name above every name. We do come against the evil one in the name of every name. We do come against you, Satan, adversary of God, hater of God. We do come against you. And in the name above every name, we do demand and insist that you cease and desist in your maneuvers and operations. We call you confused. We call confusion into the enemy camp. We call you into paralyzation. It is written, whatsoever things you bind on earth are bound in heaven. Whatsoever things you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we call out for the blood of Jesus. We call out for the blood of Jesus to be sprinkled heavily upon your land of Israel and upon the ears of its leaders to hear God. We do lift up the soldiers, the men and the women, oh, Father, and their families. In the name above every name, in the name above every name, in the name above every name. And here in the United States of America, we cry out, Father, that we could be the blesser of Israel and not the curser, so that we could receive blessing upon this land and be free from cursing. In the name above every name, we pray. How wonderful and marvelous, Lord, that we don't have to figure out what to pray with our natural tongues, but we can lift up our voices in tongues and trust you to give us the utterance. And, Lord, you've been so kind and wondrous and willing to give us interpretation. We thank you for saving Brother Max, and now we thank you for calling to the office of interpreter. There is an office of interpreter, and he stands in it today, Lord. And we do pray in the name above every name that you would give it to him loud and clear, and that it would fall not only through his pen, but into our inner ear. O Master, O Redeemer, O Lover, O Friend, Bokobri vrastyande igobri frangier. Kanstjomani kaka, kanstjomana ki, brondeli vlanda shatoro maki, akampele bakoro manjene bati, buriatono kombe, buriatonani, buriato husha, buriato hoki, pagrendeli kashka, tanyero nanyele batura manjo, shatere bakoro masito lanko. Ishando brotopi na ko pangete li kande li koro makabi tasho. Ishando makiano kambita kapala tito mangede vashondo loka. Elimongo prati, elimongo pranya, into le titanya vrakeni vita. Poshkatan yerton nankiatulami, e bali kangora, e bali manye, kubre, kubre, sanciano vati, o sebre tignano, o sebre sani, kemura vratieske danjor manche, ilala o kanga atie dringa, belikongo pali, belikongo panye, Patoro, patoro, palikanga lale, nishonyo no kopre kitiano nangi, itale kopra fita shod, vekai, matyo britanya, britanya tora, sosreki nika, brasta vieno nika. Besho to hola, le toro mange, igando li kopra, igando lati, prevrete shai, Prevrati sato kuprangilati, majoni meka, majoni maki, potiana hedere kakale tenya, kolivetio sangyaroto nangero no nongi, talele kapa, kalele kapi, obra, obra, obra frangali, alla tonjo nakito lo gombi lati, elikanka akka, Elikanka anye baluda 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 frandye mesoto to kopri kalyando hosha elabri ketyando kopapi lala makitonya mako matikonya maki pepe lebyana atyene bali gobranye 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 baki santoto kopapa ala manake Ejina kobre kalato no kobra kale menziondo no goshe menna. Pabi danchono palieni ninga kota konga kakala ne obrafi sanchone obrafi shante. I donjo no siombro koto huvale manyono no gaba la kaya na kosha no no kebre bretashko donjo. Poshedi di kabra, poshedi maka, igiando rakita, igiando loka, mela, mela, mela turati, kabele bechata, kabele banye. O sebeti lala, o pesha tonye, makoram vitanya me kolo kape, ijanyo noko, ijanyo noke, Kabita, kabita, kabilato late, manyora manaki, manyora pasi, obe, opanya na kula kafi, ke bato le kabla, ke tanyo noka, metu, metu, metu kasanya, mandiri hishato re, Britanya, ege hishata, kofra, kofra, kofra kalali, bonya, Bonya, bonya nanati, pela, tita, kora, mita, eshetela, pakora nene, kabila tai, kancho da kosha, kancho na ke, getli kaka anyora mati, nopi palai, pangilato, ebalatoto ojandilaka, no. Makito, kakato taki, egyanda di kapra, egyanda nika, peshtianto to posha, tidaki, kabi, kabi, kabito lali, Merito fragalia non gete cali a sottapali o cagnani mora magnete calala la illo to tambri catogne no cosciate catapri che mora maca alito lo cai agiene chi tato copra fracallai e giantoro copra titanio no co Ki ba ala kaya no no kora tashi. Kesha, kesha, ke ma yo no ki. Kabi to ko praka la kambri katye. Ijon to lo kuhura kisha tonche di kabra. Pita yo ko lemi na nye. O ba ha nye kara, o ba nye ne ka. Leito, leito. Lei toto capì a camberi a tora callega la ti. Coppa, coppa, coppa con la lì, e gnato tacchina e gnato callì. Geli tato, geli tati, geli mangora mangiati a ci. Coppina cocco, o pacchina nie, e gattiano cora, e gattile ca. Isto, isto. Ma chi può capire? Cobrahagnata, cobrahagne. Eleva, eleva, elevato pacchi, eleva, eleva, elevagno nonne, cobratagne, cocco, o pacca la digno va, ritorno ma, agnecca la gobra, catasta. Crafri catai, crafri catai, crafri caloti, cambabila tai, bisogno copre. Vigliando vacchi, a topè, a moco, a ligio, nasi, sobrano, capito, compagno no co, abida mio tocco, abita cai, ancora a cagne e tatta la cai. Sceccia, sceccia, scecciato capì, e cia, e ca, e gnato cali. E le conta, le lode. La brezza mi accorra, pa corra, ma niente, la tita da comba, la tita copi, noca, noca, agnaco la ti. Bastione in accorra, bastione in acchi, cabello cacaca, alito la lì, ha, no caca, no caca la lì, a palegna no corra. Suandero, ma niente, la dica, dica, fraca la nie. Ika, ika, ika kokanye. Terivando kara, terivando mati, ija toko, ija toke, kasoko kambara kakalatai. Kibalo tonya, kibalo tonye, mehdi andoro machato koshete ilaka. Kabriato, makola, makanye neki. Di santo lo coho shante lo coho brate lo coho malsote le ca malsote la caia no cobri cata chi mi danno no co palito co brafra cadegno no co non manieto lo scelle capra calito chi brato cale il santo non mangia il santo comprete le cai Ivedonio donjo, bedegonga lati, karakanga alito, alito kaki. Meshato toho, meshato kali. Por makito, por masiba kalai, adreno, mashito kapi. Osabi kafanyo no kora mali. Isha no mokumeri o nafi kalita ka maya no kumri kalita la kai. Isha no lo koro mataha shatai. Meta, meta. Meko pita pashone ni ka. Ivera toho shakye moki balatai. Sebrandyo ha pashende ko treti. Kili kakara man, yele ko oru kapti, kale kabra katani, yele ko hushati. Oh gosh, thank you, Rico Hawaii. Makoto Goshende. Kafika the Gohle. Kapara Katasha. Igile John the Gohoshaka. Nicole Cobra. Kibra Doshende, Rico Doshaka, the Gohoshaka, the Gohoshaka. Sobra, 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 kafrita. Kibli dwa, akara kada unye, tiyana koto shka kapi kataya, tada koto uchadya. Kibli tura manai, makolo kubra kafra kadi. Mashitora makaha lakito to kohla kakakahai. Nishide matkaso kona koto shka tada koto shka tada koto shka tada koto shka tada koto Ili tuhuna pakte, ili ganga tanjano. Agabaraka, shanana kobre kalele, ili ganga, nangana kangambi, ili kobra kapita. Kevra dihi shanto de godo shakya. Isato de koho lebre, tisramdia de ko oche de kahalai. E se te de coho lebre, te cafra cora, maniete de coho le capa. Doors, the doors, my Jesus, my Jesus. Sui danio to cafe, ma colo compre di avandiasco. Chi li duro tu, giangle de coho gettiato, to coho giangle de coho gettiano. Kavrikala kabre, dilikala kakaya na kahala kambra, chata koto hushekjani. Ijidi kohora kabra, fratala kombrakte, tidi kahalai. Anya na kobre, de vera kondoshka tabraka, ale kongambi, dole kohora katika. Ijato da goto hushekjani. Makoto kapa, makoto pa, kapalita. Oh, Father, ma con la combina le chino. Poschi danno le cuore la combina la cobra, cattiano la cobra e con il topo. E venite a scendere le cose, cattiano, ma con le cobre. Le calacai, le calacai anto. Ibili tuhushwa atutoko oche de kahalai. Ishatu de gohola kakakala tuamye de gohola kapita de gohushange ne gora. Ichi de koshwa masotoro kotole vretanye de gohola kapa. Idoko pre kanga. Ishana makwele peletonye ne gora kontakya de gohushange ne gora. Kebra tihi shakti ona koho te koho la kapu. Ijini matua, matolo ko dei brete, frattanya ni koho la kabali, atonya ni koho jaka. Kibra doshka, danjantara koho la kafrakya na koho bre, tili konjange, li koho doshka. Isa prati frangya na koho la kebrakya, te koho tohi shakya, te koho. Tiri gongyo de gotosh katan chere gotosh katan chere gotosh chete. Kire de hila kaka. Kire hila kaka ka. Elito ramanak ya to se. Mitwa? No, it's a baby. Kivara dole baratenye ne kohola koka ka. Dabito kafe, kale kongambe, e jato si kalame. Gea toho kala kayana kora manaita. Kiriko dohor jetanya, jetonya, jeteko tabre, kadeko ochange. Kala katanya neko hula kabrakya vrateshke, don jenjo no kor. Beli dudu juajede, makiato fragola kambele, to shadia vadenye ni kwa. No, bradi la kange e c'hanno qua. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, I'm so thankful. I am so, so thankful. Woo, glory. Woo, hallelujah. Praise his name, praise his name, praise his name, praise his name, praise his name. The Lord is good, hallelujah, and his chesed endures forever. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't know, I just can't stop praising him. Praise the Lord. Oh, are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Started with Psalm 108, verse 13. Psalm 108, 13, 1-3. Next line. Oh, the whole Psalm of 94.
Uh-oh.
Again.
You know what
the
that one is, Hunter? That is where he begins with his name, El Nekamot, God of Vengeance. Psalm 94, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Psalm 94. Nothing after. There's no... the whole psalm. All right. Next line. In prayer, church. In prayer, church. Next line. Romans 12:21. Romans 12:21. Next line. Oh, little long here. Okay, this line is partial underlined and partial is not. So I'm gonna read the underlined and then I'll continue with the not underlined. Or is not underlined. All right. So this part is underlined. You are born again, and on the winning side of my glory. I'll read it again. So this part is underlined. You are born again. And on the winning side of my glory. You are born again and on the winning side of my glory. So this part is underlined. Now this is the same line. Continue on like this. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. When you pray together with my friend and prophet, you will find victory in me. So I'm going to read the second part again. There is no doubt when you pray together with my friend and prophet, you will find victory in me.
All right, let me read the whole thing, please. Make sure I got it.
Yes, I was going to do that. But yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, now the underlying part is, you are born again and on the winning side of my glory. Now this is not underlined. There is no doubt when you pray together with my friend and prophet, you will find victory in me.
That is correct.
Good.
Praise God. Next line is Matthew, the book of Matthew 12:20. Matthew 12:20. 2 Corinthians 2:14, 1-4. 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 14. Revelation 15:1-5, verse 2. The book of Revelation, chapter 15, verse 2. All right. Next line. This will encourage you to trust me. Okay, this also, this line is underlined and not underlined. So I'm going to read the part with, well, this is not underlined here. This will encourage you. This will encourage you to trust me. This is
not
underlined.
Underlined. Okay.
No. Now, the underlined part is, I am your victorious God today and forever. This is the underlined part. I am your victorious God today and forever. So, I'm going to read it again. Non-underlined part is, this will encourage you to trust me. The underlined part, I am your victorious God today and forever. Praise God. So the whole line, this will encourage you to trust me. This will encourage you to trust me. I am your victorious God today and forever. That's the whole line. All right. Then he gave us 1 John 2:14. 1 John 2:14, 1-4. Colossians with a C, 2:15, 1-5. Colossians 2:15. Next line. Get ready for that. I'm sorry.
You faded out. I mean, can you start that line over again? I didn't get the first word.
Yeah. Get ready for that day, you have the victory, and your victory belongs to me. Get ready for that day. You have the victory, and your victory belongs to me. This lies almost again, like scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for that day. You have the victory, and your victory belongs to me. That's the whole line. Then he gave us Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. Romans 8:37, 3-7. Romans 8:37. All right. Now this whole line is underlined, the one I'm going to read, all of it. Might be a little long, but thank you, Lord. All right. I told you that the wicked will stumble. I told you that the wicked will stumble, and you shall rise, Israel.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Israel, church, through me.
Mm.
Okay, I'll read it again. Now, this whole line is underlined, you guys. I told you that the wicked will stumble, and you shall rise, Israel, church, through me.
Hallelujah.
And I have
it's
to say,
it's all underlined.
It's all underlined.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So just to make sure everybody got this line correct, and it's all underlined. I told you that the wicked will stumble, and you shall rise, Israel, church, through me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Next line. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. Revelation 12:10. Revelation 12:10. Next line. What did I say to you all? What did I say to you all? So, I believe this is what he said. 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry, did you write that down? I'm going a little fast maybe now.
Mm-hmm.
What did I
yes.
say to you all? Okay. Just, you know, want to keep going here. Just exciting.
I know.
What did I say to you all? Next line. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Wait, did he just give that? It doesn't, no, I don't know.
No.
2 Corinthians 2.
Yes, he did. He did give it.
He did.
He gave it second.
Yeah.
Just after the, yeah, he did.
Below Matthew. Yeah, below Matthew 12.
So that's why he's saying, what did I say to you?
Oh.
In other words, I just said it right.
Oh, okay. So what did I say to you all? 2 Corinthians 2:14. And then he gave us 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. Next line is underlined. So after 2 Peter 3:9, the line is underlined and it reads like this. You can achieve your victory every day in me to everyone who received me. Yeah, that's the line. I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. You can achieve your victory every day in me to everyone who receive me. All underlined. You can achieve your victory every day in me to everyone who receive me. All right. Then he gave us Romans 8:29. Romans 8:29. John. Oh, 3:16. John 3:16. Exodus. The book of Exodus 15:15, verse 26. Exodus 15:26. Next line, also underlined. A lot of underlines today. Okay. So this whole line I'm going to read is underlined. Pray in full confidence. Pray in full confidence that I am your God. I come to destroy the work of the devil. Wow. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll read it again. Pray in full confidence that I am your God. I come to destroy the work of the devil.
Is it work or works?
Work. There is no S here. It's okay. Literally work, like in the edge of the.
Is that all
page.
Underlined, you say?
All underlined. Pray in full confidence that I am your God. I come to destroy the work of the devil. Next line. I will help you to stand firm. That's the line. I will help you to stand firm. I will help you to stand firm.
And that is not underlined, correct?
That is not underlined, correct. I will help you to stand firm is not underlined. Romans, next line, Romans 8:1. First Peter 2:9. First Peter 2:9. All right, next line. My words, now this with an S. My words with an S, spoken. My words spoken. Just for you. Listen to me and to my words of victory. Okay, read again. That's the line. My words spoken just for you. Listen to me and to my words of victory. That's the line. My words spoken just for you. Listen to me and to my word of victory. Actually, both words are with an S in this line. All right. Next line is underlined. And start like this. This whole line is underlined. Declare victorious. Yeah, declare victorious thoughts. Yeah, that's thoughts. Declare victorious thoughts over your thoughts. Yeah. T-S and N, thoughts. Declare victorious thoughts over yourselves. Yes. Church. Declare victorious thoughts over yourselves, church.
Okay, can I start and read some of this for you?
Yes.
To see if I got it right. My words spoken, just for you. Listen to me and to my words of victory. Declare victorious thoughts over yourselves, church.
Correct. And declare victorious thoughts over yourselves, church, is underlined.
Okay.
If I didn't say that, yeah.
Okay, he wants us to say it then, to say his words. His words spoken.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Mm-hmm. We are to declare victorious thoughts. It's in the mind. I'll take it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Next line, Romans 16:20. Romans 16:20. Philippians 4:19-19. Philippians 4:19. Trust in me. Oh, trust in me is underlined.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay, now I want to read the second one in a Hebrew translation. So I got to get my Bible out. Just give me a minute here to do it. I'm going to read this in the Art Scrolls to Helene. Because, all right, got it. So we shall begin here. Now, I'll go ahead and find the psalm. Oh, I opened right to it. Okay. Okay. Psalm 108:1-3. Psalm 108:13. With God we shall do valiantly. It is He who shall tread down our enemies. Hallelujah. Then Psalm 94, and this is the one I want to read out of the Art Scrolls because I can see easily that it begins with his name. If you were having a psalm that began with El Shaddai, that would be two names. That would be the name of God spoken twice. This in the Hebrew says El Nekamot, and then it has his name Jehovah. El Nekamot, Jehovah. O God of vengeance. Hashem, O God of vengeance, appear. I'm reading you this out of the Art Scrolls. Arise, O Judge of the earth. Render recompense to the haughty. How long shall the wicked, O Hashem? Hashem is his name, and it means the name that we would say Jehovah. How long shall the wicked, O Hashem? How long shall the wicked exult? They speak freely. They utter malicious falsehoods. They glorify themselves, all workers of iniquity. Your nation, Hashem, they crush. And they afflict your heritage. The widow and the stranger, they slay. And the orphans, they murder. And they say, Yah will not see. Nor, that's Y-A-H, his name, Yah will not see, nor will the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you boors among the nation and you fools, when will you gain wisdom? He who implants the ear, shall he not hear? He who fashions the eye, shall he not see? He who chastises peoples, shall he not rebuke? He who teaches men knowledge, Hashem knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Praises to the man whom Yah disciplines and whom you teach from your Torah to give him rest from the days of evil until a pit is dug for the wicked. For Hashem will not cast off his nation, nor will he forsake his heritage. He's speaking of Israel here. For justice shall revert to righteousness, and following it will be all of upright heart. Who will rise up for me against evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Had Hashem not been a help to me, my soul would soon have dwelt in silence. If I said, my foot is slipping, your chesed, Hashem, supported me. Now, this is talking about Israel, the whole thing. And his chesed is speaking of his obligation to keep covenant with Israel. If Israel said, oh, my goodness, I'm slipping, Hashem would say, then they would say, your chesed, Hashem, supported me. For when my forebodings were abundant within me, your comforts cheered my soul. Now, this is a verse that, oh, is so telling. Can the throne of destruction be associated with you? Those who fashion evil into a statute? In other words, can a government that is destructive, a throne, the throne of destruction, be associated with you? Or those who are ruled by destruction? Those who fashion evil into a law? That's what gives me the right to pray for a change in our leaders here in America. The throne of destruction and those who fashion evil things into laws, they're not associated with God. Therefore, I can pray for them to be removed. They organize themselves against the soul of the righteous and the blood of the innocent they condemn. Then Hashem became a stronghold for me and my God, the rock of my refuge. He turned upon them their own violence, and with their own evil, he will cut them off. Hashem, our God, will cut them off. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read you a comment. The blood of the innocent they condemn. I believe that can refer to making abortion into laws, but listen at what Rashi said. They trump up false charges against the innocent man to make it appear as if his condemnation is legal and justified. Think of that.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Now back to the statement from God. In prayer, church, Romans 12:21. That, you remember one day God said, if you want to know what I'm doing now, I'm doing Psalm 94. So he just repeated what he's doing now.
Yeah, and he gave us Psalm 94 back. Sorry, go ahead.
He did. He gave us Psalm 94, and he said, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah. At CBI 2 years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, here we have Romans 12:21. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And then we have this line, which is underlined. You are born again and on the winning side of my glory. You know his glory. He gave me a revelation about his glory years ago. And his glory is destructive of evil. And it is blessing good. His glory is his presence manifested. When his presence is manifested, the good enjoy it, but the evil are judged by it. So that I knew that was what that said right when he gave us. We're on the winning side of his glory, but there are those who are on the judgment side of it. There are those who would hate to have the Lord appear in his glory because they'd be consumed. So that line again, and it's underlined, you are born again and on the winning side of my glory. There is no doubt when you pray together with my friend and prophet, you will find victory in me. It seems to me that victory is the theme of this morning call. He always has a theme, usually, I would say. Last week, the morning was strength. The afternoon was guidance. And this morning, it's victory. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 12:20. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench. Until, now we're to the until part, he brings forth justice to victory. When he came the first time, he was so, he didn't even, oh, not even a candle wick would go out. He wouldn't, a bruised reed he would break. But now we're unto the until part, until he brings justice to victory. So that's where we are right now. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. The New American says, he manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Revelation 15:2. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Now for this one, to get the word victory, you're going to have to use King James. New American Amplified use victorious. I don't like the ESV. It doesn't use the word victory. It says conquered. But let's use the word victory. So that's going to be the King James or the New American or the Amplified or whatever other one you want to use. But I'd make sure the word victory was in there. This will encourage you to trust me. I am your victorious God today and forever. 1 John 2:14. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I'm going to read that now in the New American. When he, and this is God the Father, by the way, had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him, and that would be Jesus. God the Father did the action, and he did it through Jesus. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful, wonderful. It's actually, the Greek shows that he made a victory parade out of Satan. He paraded him up and down. Get ready for that day. You have the victory, and your victory belongs to me. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Romans 8:37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Next is underlined. I told you that the wicked will stumble and you shall rise, Israel, church, through me. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You know, the Bible always tells to us to be overcomers. It never once even hints that we should ever be overcome. Revelation 12:10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I read a commentary on this yesterday. He has the power to accuse, but he doesn't have the power to condemn. He can just accuse. He's the accuser of the brethren. What did I say to you all? And this is the one he's repeated to us twice. So he really wants us to get it. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph and through us spreads and makes evident, I'm reading it in the Amplified, the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. He really wants us to get that. Praise God. I got it, Lord. And I'm getting it. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Now this is underlined. You can achieve your victory every day in me to everyone who received me. Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
Mm-hmm.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 15:26. Possibly that's the best known verse in the New Testament. Exodus 15:26. And saying, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am, and here he gives his name, Yehovah Rophi, but it has in the, it's in the form of, I will heal the Lord your healer, Yehovah Rophecha. In other words, he is the Lord, our healer. Hallelujah.
You,
so he's speaking to some people who need healing today.
Yeah.
Just receive it. He is the Lord, your healer. You can get that victory right today. I have, and I may read them at noon, I have some emails that have been sent me about people that have received healing or something that's been called out on this call. So just put your faith out there. Whoever you are that need healing, that's a part of victory. He is. His name is Jehovah your healer. Hallelujah. Now this is underlined. Pray in full confidence that I am your God. I come to destroy the works of the devil. Underlined. And then not underlined. I will help you to stand firm. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? He'll help you in our, he'll help us in our stand. Romans 8, 1. If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Oh, my goodness. Resurrection power dwells in you. He's talking about resurrection power. If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead, Jesus was raised up by the Holy Spirit. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead, Christ Jesus, will, that's the Holy Spirit, will also quicken your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Again, he's promising you the victory of healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I got it wrong. I got it wrong. It's Romans 8, 1. I read Romans 8, 11. Well, Romans 8, 11 is good anyway. But he actually gave us Romans 8, 1. I will help you to stand firm. Maybe he wanted that interjected right there after he talked about healing. Yeah. I think he did. But here we are on Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2, 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Woo! Shouting ground. My words spoken just for you. Listen to me and to my words of victory. And then underlined, declare victorious thoughts over yourselves, church. Romans 16:20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Remember, he's under your feet. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And then Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and then underlined his signature, trust in me. Oh, the victory, the victory, the victory, the victory. Victory, as the old song says, in Jesus, my Savior forever. Victorious morning. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We have the victory. Well, at noontime, next week, there's not going to be a noontime out at Prayer Mountain. Next week, the calls will be at 8 and at 12. Today, they are out at Prayer Mountain. And so that's, if you want to for sure, know about the call and everything else, go to billybrim.org, and there you'll find out everything. So, see you at noon, or right on the hour, wherever you are. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.